All right, everybody. So we just got done recording about another hour episode for a Patreon. Before we talk about that, what we're doing this week is a little different. We got a fucked up schedule, so we're not going to be able to record two shows like we plan. So we're going to treat you with what both Anthony and I agree to be our best episode. Anytime somebody asks about which show they should listen to get a feel, I always refer them to this one. There's a specific bit in it that makes me fucking cry just listening to it.
Just thinking about it makes me just crack up every time.
So those of you that have been with us for a while, I'm sorry.
say that every week, right?
But I would ask that if you haven't listened, if you haven't been listening, just stick with this, man. I don't remember what the audio quality's like on it. I don't know if we had our new setup or not. I think we did, but yeah, it's pretty funny. If I do say so myself,
I was gonna say I stroke myself. We're pretty funny.
I think it was the first episode that we had our theme song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Created for us by the great Peter Norica.
Right.
So before we get into that, make sure you head over to We Have Merch. Check out the stickers for Perry Johnson. He's still got the cancer.
Why does that sound like an asshole thing to say? It's not, but it just comes off like you're an asshole, but you're really not. You're doing everything you can to help this guy.
I mean, not really everything.
No, everything. Your life is dedicated to this now. And he's still got the cancer. it just sounds shitty to say, man.
Oh, you know, I don't want to do it in context with Perry because then it would come off bad. But all right, fuck it, I'll do it anyway. I don't understand when people say, you know, we're gonna fight this. Like, who's we? Me and the doctors?
Nope, just the doctors. What are you gonna do? You're gonna lay there, dumbass.
You know, I do have something that I meant to talk about. Fuck it, we'll have a quick conversation, then we'll play that other episode.
All right.
So I seen on Facebook today, somebody that I'm friends with on there posted a picture of an old car crash. And he said, now I know why there's a God. I was able to get up and walk away from this.
All right.
So does that mean that everybody that died in a car wreck previous to him deserved it, or that God just didn't have any plans, but for this guy, he's so fucking special that God has a plan for him?
Right. He's got to post that on Facebook. That's why he's still here. So he can post Facebook pictures and get people converted to Christianity.
But it was from like, the crash was like 2 years ago.
Oh. Huh. God works in mysterious ways.
Oh, it's just so fucked up that people think that way. Like, I know there's a God.
Do you
something else that happened to me this week?
All right. Why couldn't you have come up with this before?
So, listen to this. So, you know, it was like 2 weeks ago. Do you think there's any, like, do we have any podcast groupies?
Yeah. We got somebody that pays us every month to listen to our show. I would call that a groupie.
I mean, that want to, like, fuck us.
Oh, yeah. I dream about that every night.
So, no, then. There's not.
All right, Dave, I'm sure Dave the producer wants to fuck me.
All right.
No?
Okay, so I got two stories now. Now they're flooding me.
Now they're flooding.
So I'm going to tell you the first one.
All right.
The first one is very fucking funny. So at work, there's a part of the building where it's a large group of a large part of the population is African American. The only reason I say that is because that's the area of the factory that I was at. And I walked back there, and then I walked into this room, and there's a guy back there. I don't want to say his name or anything, just because of the people at work that have found this show.
Yeah.
But he's a very, very old Southern black man.
Okay.
And I get the impression that he just says whatever the fuck he wants to whoever the fuck he wants, and he doesn't give a fuck where you're at in this company.
That's good.
So I walk back there and, you know, I got my fucking laptop and all my fucking nerdy bullshit.
Your pocket protector.
And he says, hey, are you the Southern? No, he said, hey, are you the safety guy? And I said, no, I'm not. You're thinking of, and I said the gentleman's name that used to be the safety guy.
Yeah.
And I said, actually, he's not anymore. So-and-so is now the safety director.
Yeah.
And that would have been good for the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
But this guy, he looks at me and says, well, the reason why I ask is because he's chubby too. I wish I would have thought, like, God, I wish I would have thought of this. So what, you think we all look alike?
All fat guys look alike? What?
Fuck, so I wish I would have thought of that.
How the hell did you respond to that?
It ruined my day. That's how I responded to it. It ruined my day.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
It wasn't a surprise to you, was it?
It was a mental shiv.
It's a mental shiv. He got you.
He did.
Well, that's too bad. It's pretty funny,
so,
though.
It was funny. I told a lot of people about it because I thought it was so funny. But
Why didn't you say, go fuck yourself? Fuck your
mother. I just don't understand why he felt the need to add that last sentence.
I do.
Because I know I'm fat, and the old safety guy knows he's fat. Why does this guy have to tell me that he knows we're both fat, and that's why he confused us?
Because he wants you to know that he knows you're fat. It's important that you know that he knows.
He purposely wanted to ruin my day.
Yeah.
So if I would have said,
you know what? He didn't even need the safety guy at all. He's like, look, I'm going to fuck with this fat guy.
Hey, are you the Kool-Aid man?
So
the reason why I ask is he's also round.
What I want to know is the safety guy fatter than you?
I think so.
So that means no. Because otherwise you just would have said yes.
I don't know. We haven't, like, tape measured ourselves.
We haven't tape measured ourselves. You got to measure it from the base, man. Come on.
Look, when you get as big as I am, you got to push your base in.
Oh, shit. All right. Next story.
Here's the second story about me being a big fat fuck.
Perfect.
All right. So this one I don't know why I'm telling, but this had to have happened to somebody else.
All right.
All right, so every morning it's the same thing. I wake up, drink a pot of coffee, go take a shit, go get in the shower, get dressed, leave. Every morning, same thing.
Okay.
I wake up and my stomach is going fucking nuts. I don't know what the fuck it was from what I ate, but it is going nuts.
All right.
Still drink my pot of coffee. It's getting to the time that I got to go go to the bathroom. So I go in there and I'm not talking like this to go out of my way to be gross, but I shit like no other. I mean, it was just like a, and it felt good. I felt cleaned out.
I felt good.
So here's where it gets bad. Right. So I went to wipe, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but I had like a lot of poop on my butt cheek. And there's never any there. It's normally just like two or three swoops and then I'm good. And this time when I swooped, I'm like, what the fuck? And I pull my hand out and it's covered in shit.
Amazing.
So I'm sitting there, you know, by the time everything's done, because I still had to finish wiping, and all I was doing was smearing shit everywhere.
All over your phone.
So by the time it was done, I had shit on my fingers. I had shit on my palm. I had shit on my other finger. So I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
How did this happen?
And that's all I could think about at work, you know, because at work I hold a pretty decent position. And I'm sitting there, and it's in my head all day as I'm talking to people. Less than 3 hours ago, I was covered in my own shit. Now you're asking for my recommendation.
What should we do about this problem, Doug? I don't know. I'm covered in my own shit. Oh, my God.
That's never happened to you?
Nope.
Me neither.
Cool. There's a movie you saw.
I feel like I'm the only one that opens up on this show.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why did you just go up like three registers or whatever?
What the fuck are you talking about? It's my offended voice.
All right, dude.
All right, dude.
Okay, brother.
Did you say, I can't believe you said you're the only one that opens up on this show.
What have you said in the last 2 months?
How long have we been doing this show?
What do I?
How long have we been doing this show?
A year.
So why are you gauging it on 2 months?
Because I think you clammed up once your sister started listening.
But your mom started listening. Bitch.
Wow.
I got nothing. I don't even know if my sister listens to this show. I don't remember. Did I say she did?
I have a question for you.
All right.
How come when you won't let me put that picture out of you, but you let the YouTube videos go out?
What are you talking about?
No, so you didn't want any pictures of you out on...
Yeah, I would rather not, but I mean, you know. I don't even really I don't want the YouTube videos to go out either, but I mean...
But we did them already.
I know, it sucks. Does it still go out on YouTube? I forgot. I don't want people to know who I am.
Why?
I don't. It's just a general rule that I live by, and it has nothing to do with the podcast.
Most of them will end up running into you. I mean, you know, through your mom. All right. Bye. So this is... did we already do Who Are These Podcasts? No, fuck that. I mean, we have merch?
Yes.
All right.
Don't buy this stuff with 1L on Twitter.
That was funny last week.
Was it?
Yeah. All right, everybody.
I don't think it was.
Thanks for listening. This is our episode entitled Meet Pony the Prostitute. Please stick with it. I think it starts out pretty slow. We weren't nearly as comfortable on the mics as what we are now. And we are not comfortable on the mics now. Let's see here. This is back when I used to put keywords with everything. Air, comedy, flying, funny, humor, Norica, Peter, prostitute, transgenders, travel, Trump. Nothing's changed.
What the fuck are you even talking about? All right.
Do I, that was me farting. That's what it sounds like when I fart. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, 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 here it comes. Ooh, ooh.
Should I go through the show notes?
Sure.
Or just...
Yeah, might as well. Right. Fuck it. We got an hour to fill.
Peter Norica created us a theme song.
All right.
Doug endures air travel again.
Okay.
What month is this from?
Where'd you go? I'm trying to remember where you went.
Saturday, August 5th, 2017. I think that's when I went to where I am now.
All right. Huh. All right.
Our last episode sucked balls and we knew it.
All right.
Jay Swift came through like a motherfucker. Donald Trump is trying to ban transgenders from joining the Salvation Army. baby Jessica update. We answer some Yahoo questions. Open your mouth, here comes the Jesus. Meet Pony the Prostitute, using United States Postal Service to mail weed. And then the debut of our theme song by Peter Norica entitled Who's Right? All right, fuck this shit. Bye.
Bye. So everybody remembers... Peter Norica was supposed to write a theme song for us. Well, you just heard part of it. We'll play the rest at the end.
Oh, we're starting?
Yeah, we're starting. And that's staying in.
Why don't you fucking tell me that we're going to start? You just started talking.
Hey, yo, we started a few minutes ago. Is that okay?
What was that? Hey, yo, thing? Are you in blackface?
Hey, yo. I thought I was supposed to rap with Oddball or whatever. Did you ask me if I was in blackface? What the fuck? That just registered. No, I'm not in blackface. I'm in black cock. Wait.
I don't doubt that.
That didn't sound right.
All right. So, yeah, as Anthony was saying, Peter Noriega had said that he was going to write us a theme song, and there you have it. The fucking man came through. And I think, yeah. I think, to quote Miley Cyrus, he came through like a wrecking ball. I try to.
That's always good to quote Miley Cyrus.
Just real quick, I want to run through this as much as possible. So the album release date is August 25th. It's going to be available everywhere. It looks like I think I'm going to dedicate a whole page to him on the website. I just Perfect. Seen on Twitter not even an hour ago that he's talking about putting that album out on CD. So,
oh wow!
I know that cool. I'll buy one and you'll buy one and our entire audience will come together and buy them out.
Buy one collectively. So that song as of right now is only available here right now on this show, which I think is awesome. Just that's amazing.
You heard it here, folks.
We are the exclusive content provider for that song from Peter Noriega.
I think that is truly the only content we've ever put out.
We are officially content providers. That's right.
All right. So what do you want to get started on here? We're taking a little different approach this week. We put a shit show together last week, and all the shit that we had prepared, I think, is sitting in front of us now.
It's still prepared, yeah.
And, but
we
it
didn't
is,
eat it, so we're going to eat it now.
It is relevant.
This is always relevant.
So before we go start plucking down our fucking list, I quit my job today, so that was cool.
That's always good, right?
You know, I was thinking
I had them kind of balls.
I was thinking I could tell, just do not a tell-all type thing about everything, but I still can't tell where I used to work at.
You can do a tell-all without mentioning the name of the company.
Well, I don't know that I'll
tell some.
Yeah, I'll probably be able to speak a little more freely than I have in the past, but. I do have another quick story.
Okay.
Regarding the airlines, you know, I shared the one.
Yes.
I shared the one that was. I flew to North Carolina for my initial job interview,
yeah.
And then 2 weeks, week and a half later, me, my wife, and daughter flew back to North Carolina after they had offered me a position, and you know the offer was contingent on my family liking the area, so
yeah,
we all piled in the car. All right, so because of my experience the previous time, I had convinced my wife that we needed to be there at the airport 3 hours before our flight took off.
Okay.
So we were flying out of Chicago, out of O'Hare, which is about 3 hours from where I currently live.
Yeah.
So we rented a car, drove to Chicago the night before, stayed in a hotel, and then dropped the rental car off at the airport. And then got checked in through security.
Yeah.
Like I said, I told her we needed to be there 3 hours early. So we got there probably 2.5 hours before our flight was supposed to take off.
Yeah.
Keyword, supposed to. We got through security in about 18 minutes.
Everything went smooth as hell.
So then the flight was delayed.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes. And then it was delayed again another 20 minutes.
Oh,
and then
geez.
It was delayed a half hour. So we finally get on the flight. My wife's got a little apprehension about flying, so her nerves were shot.
Has she flown before?
Once, I think.
Okay.
A key piece of information on this.
Uh-huh.
It was my wife's birthday on that day.
Oh. All right.
Generally, I provide her with a pretty shitty birthday because I'm not a good person. But I really topped it this year.
All right.
At this point, we had been sitting at the airport for about 4 hours.
Ugh.
And they finally pull the plane up, and I think they call it deplane it, and then we get on, and we sit there for about a half hour, and we start taxiing, and then they stop, then we sit there in the runway for about a half hour, then the fucking cocksucking pilot comes over the thing and says that they're, I'm sorry, folks, appears to be a mechanical problem. We will be back here shortly.
Oh, and then, God.
So we sat there for about another half hour, and then the little cocksmoker gets on again and says, it appears that there's been a, we have a little issue that we're going to have them come out and take a look at again, but don't worry, no rush. And then that's, yeah, no rush, you motherfucker.
No rush.
So then he comes back on a little bit and tells us that we're not going to be able to fly this plane, and they're in the process of trying to find another one. You know, like they just got one in the fucking garage out back.
And, nope, they're putting one together.
So we sat there for another 4 hours waiting for this fucking plane to show up to take us to our destination. So we were supposed to fly into North Carolina at, we were supposed to land at like 12:37 in the afternoon. We got there about 10:45 at night.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that blows, man. So that's a shitty way to start the trip.
Oh, yeah, it was. It started off pretty bad. She did very well, though. She didn't hit me or anything inside the airport. That was nice.
She went until you got back to the hotel.
That was an accident. I had it coming. She promised she wouldn't do it again.
You ran into the door, didn't you?
Yeah, and there's only so many times you can tell her that, hey, I threw you an airport-themed birthday party. Look at all these people that showed up.
Oh, you're such a nice guy.
And then, that's
fucking great.
Yeah, I think there's a couple more stories that happened on that trip, but...
you want to save those?
They're not coming to mind right now. You know, I just fucking woke up, so...
So your life is always so much more interesting than mine. You know what I did? I watched a little bit of TV and went to bed.
For the last 4 days?
Yep. That was the highlight of my life.
So do you make notes of things going on in your life that, you know what, I could maybe talk about this or...
No, I always think, oh, I'll remember this. Always. Every time. And I absolutely know that I will never remember anything. Don't ask me why. I don't. Maybe just write it down. I don't know.
Going from the downloads of our last episode, it appears that nobody wants to hear us debate about chiropractors being a scam. Who knew?
Who knew? I don't think anybody wants to hear us debate about anything. I think since we changed our format, everything kind of got better.
I'm curious to see if we're gonna like be able to recapture those people that were listening. You know, we had a really good following, and then
it went to shit. How does that work? We ruined it with one fucking show. We're always right on the edge. We're right on the edge of losing everybody. Well, if anything's gonna bring them back, it's monkey prostitutes.
Before we start that, which is funny, I wanted to address the guy on Twitter. I had an interaction with a guy on Twitter. It's at, I don't, do you have to say that when you talk about somebody on Twitter? Because everybody knows you have to put the at there. Whatever. J-A-E-S-W-I-F-T, J Swift. So this motherfucker tweets a lot. Like every 3 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. He tweets a lot. And I think that he's probably the wittiest person I've ever come across.
Really?
So much so that I had contemplated taking his ideas and putting it on our shirts.
Huh. Is that, when you put something out on Twitter, is there like an automatic copyright, or can you just take whatever you want?
I think you can probably take whatever you want, but the problem is that he follows me, so I would in turn market his idea to him.
Which would be even better. Get a lawyer, fucker. What are you going to do? That's funny.
So I had made a comment. So he had sent a tweet out that said something to the effect that, does anybody even have their notifications on when I tweet? Because he's referencing that he tweets so much.
Yeah.
And I made some witty type comment back to him, and he sent me a message type. That it made his day, and he ended up fucking donating $5 a month to our Patreon account.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Well, so the fucked up thing about it is I still don't know that he's ever heard the show. So he accounts
that's
even
for better.
I think he accounts for like 87% of our donations a month, and he's never listened to us talk.
I'm glad that you figured that percentage out. Saved me from having to do it. That's great. Well, thank you, Jay Swift. I appreciate it. Doug appreciates it.
I don't want to
speak for you, but I'm sure you appreciate
you
it.
You just did.
I was walking it back a little bit, all right?
Did you hear this? I'm sure you've seen all over the news and shit about Donald Trump and the transgenders.
Yes, the transgenders. More transgenders.
So I don't know why he is trying to keep them from going into the Salvation Army to shop.
I know they can ring bells just the same as the fucking regular non-transgen. What do you call regular people? I guess when you say regular, is that offensive? genders?
I seen a meme once that you just reminded me of, and it was a picture of four babies, and it was like all different races. Yeah. And it said, you know, we should love all kids equally, whether they're brown, black, yellow, or normal.
Is it bad that that's funny? I mean, seriously, is it bad that I think that that's fucking hilarious? Does that make me a bad person?
I don't think so at all. I think that it's funny. It's funny. Whatever. I'm not going to get into a debate on whatever.
On a show called Who's Right?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so if the people that are listening to this could see the list of things that we have decided we're going to talk about this week.
There's nobody right here. None of these people are right.
So what do you want to do? Do you got anything that happened since the last time that we recorded?
Nothing funny.
Everything's funny.
Everything's funny. No, just work drama, man. Work drama. not funny.
I wish I could figure this shit out on...
figure what out?
Just what makes people listen to this show? You know, the peaks and valleys kind of flattened out there for... I don't know.
It was all peak.
Yeah,
it was all peak and no valley.
It was more of a plateau, but I was happy with where it was at, and then
then we dropped a bad show, and
yeah. But how do they know that it's bad before? How do they know it's bad before they listen to it?
They told their friends. Everybody told their friends, "Don't listen to this shit." and the show wasn't even that bad, right? I mean.
Yes, it was.
All we're doing is sitting here bad-mouthing our own show. Oh, shit. All right, it wasn't up to our normal standards. I don't think there was a fart joke in the whole show, you know? It reminded me of the shows that we used to do.
The really shitty ones?
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't think anything about it. While we were doing it, because the conversation was somewhat interesting. I mean, sure. It wasn't insightful, and nobody's going to learn anything from it, but...
they're going to learn that we're a bunch of idiots.
I was sitting there listening to it, and I made a comment while we were recording, and then it dawned on me again, you know, this world is in complete shit, and there's so many things going on out there. We're taking people's lives up by debating about chiropractors. It's fucking mind-blowing.
So I think it was last show. This is very important for my journalistic integrity. I think it was the last show I said that if you get a Void card or get a medical marijuana card in Illinois, mm-hmm. they take away your Void card.
Yeah.
That is not true. That was fake news. And I fell into the trap. So I'd like to retract that statement. So if you're getting your news from me, you're, first of all, you're a fucking idiot. Second of all, I was wrong and I retract that statement.
I think we've only been, I can't remember what it is now. I wish I could remember. But I think out of all the bullshit, oh yeah, we've only been corrected one time on really? The things that we've ever made up. And that was when Tasha yeah. Han brought up the fact that the baby falling in the well happened 25 years ago.
Huh. Imagine that. I wonder how I was off by so much.
Those of you new to the show or have never listened before, it was about 2 months ago, we were just kind of doing different segments and stuff. Anthony had an idea that he wanted to read a news article as if it just happened, and he picked the baby Jessica in Texas falling in the well. And we just tried to play it straight as if we were just reporting the news about something that everybody already knows, you know? And we got some comments on Facebook like, you idiots, that happened 25 years ago. And
fucking 25 years ago, you morons.
And I think we signed off that show with saying, and you know, prayers go out to baby Jessica. I hope she's okay and they get her out of there.
Oh, my God. So, did you hear about Terri Schiavo? She's in a coma, I guess.
I don't know who that is. She in a band? Was she?
Nope.
Lead singer Hole?
Yep. Oh, God. Never mind. If you don't know who that is, never mind. There's a stupid news story that happened a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
So, did you hear about O.J. Simpson and the white Bronco police chase? All right, segment over. What else you got?
Fucking your show killer.
fuck you.
That's it, everybody.
That was the show. Hope you enjoyed it. So you want to read some of these Yahoo dealies, Yahoo answers.
Yeah, so there was an idea that we had that was something along the lines of, you know, we did that Craigslist thing for a while and trying to help people connect. So we're taking a chance here that some of the people that write in questions on Yahoo Answers are also listeners of the show. So yep. We would like to
why
help out.
Why wouldn't they be?
Well, I think we'd like to help out.
I would.
So it's like instead of Dear Abby, it's like Dear Doug and Anthony.
I think we should start that. If you got any questions, put them up on Facebook and we'll answer them for you.
I tried that with the voicemail. I wanted people to, you know, and we did. We had a couple where, what would you do if you were born with two dicks? And The difference between animals and humans or whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was
good. That was funny.
Yeah, funny.
All right. So I think what we'll do, because, of course, we didn't vet any of these or we don't really have a premise for this fucking piece of shit show. So here's the first one. My son used to be a Christian, but since he dated a black girl, he's become a full-on atheist. What would you do in my situation?
What does it mean to be a full-on atheist? I'm not sure I know what that means. Atheism is like a yes or no, right? I'm fucking full-on.
You've never talked about somebody, and so I do that. Like, if there's people in my mind that are Christian, and then there's people that
yes.
are like super Christian.
Super Christian. They believe in a super Jesus.
Yeah, he can walk on water. No.
He can fly across water.
Why would he want to fly on a cross?
Can't really get off of the cross.
Look, I'm an airplane.
Look, I'm an airplane. Open your mouth. Here comes the Jesus. Oh, boy.
Cool. New shirt idea.
Perfect. Oh, my God. All right. So what would you do? What do you think this person should do?
Oh. So you'd think that I'd have an answer prepared.
Yeah. Yep. I would think so. I like
what would
the,
you do?
So, touche. So I like the one of the answers is it says I would suggest that you sit down with your son and have a heart to heart talk about the advantages of racial bigotry and discrimination.
The advantages of it?
That's what it says. I think that's funny.
You know, there are some advantages to being a racist bigot.
Are there? Are there really? Name seven.
No, I was just quoting the parrot.
Oh, okay. So let's see here. I got nothing, man. No matter what I say, I'm going to come off like a racist bigot. Oh, shit.
All right. So moving on, I guess, because that didn't go.
I don't, what do you got? So, fuck. I got nothing, man, without coming off horrible.
All right. So I'm just going to go to the next one here.
All right.
What thickness does a woman prefer in a man? Coke can, Red Bull can, or smaller?
I have an answer for this. I've been married for a long time, so I can answer this with, I have no doubt in my mind that the smaller the penis, the better.
That's it? That's what you got?
Right? That's what I got. You ever seen those little cans of like V8?
Yeah, you're still tiny cans. You're still way more girthy than what I'm compared to here.
All right, like a chapstick tube. So you turn the little base and you get your little lipstick turns out. I'm cracking it's myself like, up, man.
Turkey's done. Blink. The little red rocket's ready to fire.
Yeah, little red rocket. All right, what do you think? Coke can? What kind of woman could take a Coke can?
I
mean,
seriously. I think we both know the answer to that.
I wasn't even thinking that, but that's fucking perfect. How do we tie that in every time?
Sometimes it just falls right into place.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to have a Coke today. Oh, fuck.
So I would imagine that the guy who wrote this, well, I don't know, it's from Africa, so maybe he's... Okay.
God, you're fucking me all up.
I'm not making this up. It's what it says. But, so it's just a different demographic than what we're used to dealing with, I think.
A different demographic.
But I would go with smaller. That's my answer, and I hope that helped you out. Whatever the fuck your name is.
I think, yeah, we're in agreement. Yeah.
All right, this is the last one, and so far we have not provided any value to anybody, so if you're listening and you're the one that wrote these questions, we're sorry we couldn't help.
So I think we should add a new segment to the end of every show. We should apologize for our show at the end of every show.
I think we do enough apologizing during the show that we don't need to add enough. It'd just be filler.
More, I'm sorry for saying sorry. More fucking filler.
All right. This is the last question. My boyfriend asked if he could do anal on me, and I wasn't sure, but I agreed because he really wanted to. Neither of us had ever done it before. We were 15, and he put it in very quick, and it really hurt. I screamed, and it was awkward, and I was embarrassed. He's not told anyone, and he told me he was sorry, but it was so awkward. He wants to try again now. We're 16 now, but because he read online, it shouldn't hurt, but I'm scared. Can you do it without hurting? So, this one's easy to address.
Okay, this one's easy to address.
First and foremost, what I want to take from this, the person that wrote this is 16, I presume, is a female. Yep. It could be two guys, don't know.
Yep.
So the first thing I need to know is, why the fuck are you listening to this show?
Yep, that's the most important thing here.
So the first thing that this person needs to work on is their grammar. It's horrible. I'm not at all impressed with their writing style. Uh-huh. And secondly, stop doing this.
Stop doing this. Now, I have to ask you a personal question here.
It was my uncle, so it doesn't count.
not that person.
Okay.
Did you want to have anal sex when you were 15?
I didn't. I thought it was disgusting. And it hurt.
All right. And I was sure it would hurt me.
No, there's a lot of things that at that age that I had no interest in at all. Mm-hmm. As compared to now.
Yeah. As compared to now. So that's what I'm thinking is that you're 15, your boyfriend's 15, whatever. What when I was 15, what 15-year-olds are thinking, man, I want to stick it up her butt.
Yeah, the whole act of sex by itself at that age should be what one, in my opinion, too young to understand what it's about and all that, but I didn't think that then, of course.
Yeah.
But it should all be new and fresh and not butt sex.
Like, I'm bored with the vagina. I need to stick it up her butt. Not butt sex. Yeah, you got to save butt sex for when you're old and jaded.
I would say that her boyfriend is probably on his way to becoming one of them transgenders.
Did you say Bruce Jenner?
Transgender.
Oh, transgender. Okay.
You know, one of the gay fags. No, I
yeah. Oh, you think you can just say whatever you want now? You're really taking this show down into the fucking gutter. Them gay fags.
No, homo fag. That's right.
All
right,
so homo fag. So if you're listening, don't do it.
Yeah,
and don't. If he told you that he didn't tell anybody, he's fucking lying.
I threw it in her butt.
Oh, God, that's great.
All right. So I hope we helped.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Do you want to talk about this prostitution bust?
Yeah. First, I just want to read that headline of this article.
I want to read the whole fucking article on here.
This is. Oh, yeah, me too. It's fucking great. So just the headline is conclusive proof that there is no God and humans are essentially evil. So, of course, with a title like that, you know that we're talking about monkey prostitutes. I mean, what else would we be talking about, right? So this says Pony is an orangutan from a prostitute village in Borneo.
Oh, you missed the. See, I knew I should have fucking read this. You could fuck up a wet dream. There's a big four-line paragraph in bold.
Yeah, but that's not funny.
But it sets up the fucking article.
No. Meet Pony. She is an orangutan from a small village in Borneo.
See, that's funny.
Meet Pony. She's an orangutan from a small village in Borneo, where they cut down rainforests to render the palm oil that gets sold abroad to make lipstick and salt and ice cream and chocolates and cheese crackers.
And why didn't you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That took a lot out of me.
I bet your wife is like, what the fuck?
That's the best part. I was thinking that in my head as I was reading that. Oh, fuck. All right, now that I fucked up the intro. So Pony, which I don't know why they would call her Pony, but Pony is a orangutan that's a prostitute. Pony is an orangutan from a prostitute village in Borneo. We found her chained to a wall, lying on a mattress. She had been shaved all over her body. If a man walked near her, she would turn herself around, present herself, and start gyrating and going through the motions. That's about all you need to know. I don't think there's any. They could go on for, you know, 30 pages, but is there really more to the story than that?
I know they don't want to hear the whole article, but so
yeah, the whole thing is great, man.
So I think this is an interview between a magazine and Michelle Desolettes. It says that she is the director of the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation. I think that might be part of the Coalition for the Liberation of Itinerant Tree Dwellers,
which, for those of you that don't know, is an offshoot of the Liberate Apes Before Imprisoning Apes movement.
So, all right. So the way this article goes, all right. So I'm going to play the part of Michelle.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be Vice. I've always wanted to be Vice. The article is from Vice.
Should I do it? Should I do it in my? Is Vice a legitimate thing?
It's a news magazine, I guess, or a
fake internet. News.
Yeah, it's fake. It's
fake
all
ape news.
So wait, so are you Vice or am I Vice?
I'm going to be Michelle.
Okay, you be Michelle.
Pony is an orangutan from a prostitute village in Borneo.
Perfect. All right. So tell us about Pony.
All right, yeah. So the monkey's name is Pony.
Yeah.
Is it a monkey?
Orangutan. It's like it's part of the great ape family. It's the gift that keeps on giving, man. God damn it, this is great. It's one of those things where, when am I ever going to get to use this, you know?
All right. All right, I want to cry.
What? I thought you were Michelle.
I am. Michelle's in bold.
No. You're look.
Fuck me.
Look, it says Vice.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
All right, start over. Here we go. I mean, you can leave all this shit. I don't give a fuck. Go. All
right.
You want to be Vice or do you want to be Michelle?
I'm fucking Vice, man.
All right.
All right. So, tell us about Pony.
Pony is an orangutan from
a prostitute. You can't do it.
From a prostitute village in Borneo. We found her chained to a wall, lying on a mattress. She had been shaved all over her body.
I want to cry.
If a man walked... Stop it.
Sorry.
This is serious business.
Serious reporting here.
If a man walked near her, she would turn herself around, present herself, and start gyrating and going through the motions. She was being used as a sex slave. She was probably about 6 or 7 years old when we rescued her, but she had been held captive by a madam for a long time. Love me, me love you long time. The madam refused to give up the animal because everyone loved Pony, and she was a big part of their income. They also thought Pony was lucky, as she would pick winning lottery numbers.
Did the clients realize they were in fact getting an orangutan?
Oh, yeah. They would come in especially for it. You could choose a human if you preferred, but it was a novelty for many men to have sex with an orangutan. They shaved her every other day, which meant that her skin had all these pimples and was very irritated. The mosquitoes would get to her very badly, and the bite would become septic and be... and be very infected, as she would scratch them constantly. They would put rings and necklaces on her. She was absolutely hideous to look at.
How did you get her away from there?
I pulled out my dick, and then she instinctively... It took us over a year to rescue her because every time we went to the forest, police and local officers, we would be overpowered by the villagers who simply would not give her up. They would threaten us with guns and knives with poison on them. In the end, it took 35 policemen armed with AK-47s and other weaponry going in there and demanding that they hand over Pony. Oddly enough, Pony was held in the police station for 2 months. It was filmed by a local television crew, and in the background of the film, when we are unchaining Pony, you can hear the madam crying hysterically, screaming, "They are taking my baby. You can't do this." There is no law enforcement in Indonesia, so these people didn't face any sentencing or anything for what they have done. Read more articles about humans being terrible. An interview.
You don't have to read that part.
Okay.
I love the character. That's great.
I think that Michelle's going to be making appearances in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd love to have her back.
I was hoping you'd like to have my front.
Oh, fuck. So you got to put this article on the website so people can see this picture. it's a before and after picture of before she was shaved and after she was shaved. And I gotta tell you, I wouldn't want to have sex with either one of them. Oh my god.
This country is so full of sick fucking people.
It's not our country. Look at it, this is from fucking Borneo, man.
Borneo's not part of the U.S.?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, we're good then.
America is A-okay. We don't fuck monkeys in America.
All right. There's this article real quick. This is from the local... I was going to say... I'm such a fucking idiot. I was going to say the local internet...
this is from our local internet.
The Quad Cities is so powerful that we have our own internet.
Yep.
All right. Blah, blah, blah. It says their names or whatever are charged with conspiracy to commit a felony, possession with intent to deliver, and a drug tax stamp violation. Police say on Tuesday, This person went to a post office and picked up a package addressed to them that smelled strongly of fresh marijuana. Officers followed him to his restaurant and found in possession of 440 grams of marijuana. It was shipped by U.S. mail from California.
How much is that, like, in real life?
72
Sorry,
pounds.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
It was shipped by U.S. mail from California in a regular U.S. mail priority box, said Bettendorf Police Captain Keith Kimball, who says the marijuana arrived already divided up into 16 individual bags ready for distribution. They admitted to having marijuana shipped to them, which they intended to sell to help pay for bills because money is tight. Shipping illegal drugs through the mail is a nationwide problem. The U.S. Postal Service reports its inspector seized more than 35,000 pounds of illegal narcotics delivered through the mail in 2015. Your first instinct is to ask a question. Who the fuck is dumb enough to do this, right? I know someone.
Yep.
Yes.
Seriously? Oh, that's amazing. No, it wasn't you, was it?
So real quick, I want to, because I have no idea what, how much 440 grams is. It could be 800 pounds. I don't know what that means.
In real life, I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's just shy of a pound. Oh, so 440 man. Grams must be a pound of weed.
Oh.
So I was picturing like a,
that ain't that
you know, the
much.
Bringing this big fork truck up to the door and...
Oh, God.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to do this. And I'm sure people get away with it all the time, but...
So did you know that there was a law, a drug tax stamp law?
I did, yeah. And I don't think you can buy them.
I didn't know. I think you can,
no,
can't you?
I don't think that you can go actually purchase a stamp to sell drugs or buy drugs or whatever.
I think you can. I think there is a stamp, and you pay the tax, and...
Then they arrest you for selling
drugs.
They can't
charge you for something if they don't... No, you're not admitting that you're selling drugs just because you buy the stamp, right? Look it up. Bing that shit.
I'm going to ask Jeeves. Hold on.
All right.
I don't care, I guess. Yes.
Yes, I won that one. Okay. Anyways, go ahead. You know somebody.
It
no. It doesn't?
Iowa law requires that tax stamp be permanently affixed to the drugs.
See? I told you you could buy them. How are you going to affix them to your drugs if they arrest you before you get to affix them to your drugs? Oh, my God. That's pretty fucking funny.
I'm trying to find out where
so you
can buy
it. So you were sending drugs through the mail,
stamp.
Then what? Oh.
Oh, well. I'm not going to Google where to buy a drug tax stamp.
All right.
Yeah, so I just thought it was funny that these fucking dingbats got busted here locally for doing that. It probably happens quite a bit, but
you don't ever really hear about it, but yeah, people are dumb. Don't send your drugs through the mail, especially if it smells. Your package smells like marijuana. What else you got? You got anything else?
I don't think so. I think I'm done.
Done being funny for the day?
I think so, yeah.
I'd like to say thank you again to Jay Swift.
Yeah, if you guys
everything you do,
if you guys came here looking for comedy and didn't find it, follow him on Twitter. He's pretty funny.
right.
Yeah. Bye.
See ya. Here's some Peter Norica with our theme song.
Everybody's gonna find something out about you. Doesn't matter if any part of it's true. People talking cause they've nothing better to do. Bending words and spinning lies without a clue. Take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing the song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right. Everybody's gonna hear what you have to say. Stand up, defend yourself, and let them know it's never okay. The truth is out there, and you'll find it if you look right away. We grow stronger when we put all our thoughts into play. It matter to I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along, talking on over, and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing the song, talking on over, and we'll find out who's right. Who is right and who is wrong? It doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? It doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Move along. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right. Who is right and who's wrong? It doesn't even matter. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Who is right and who is wrong? Doesn't even matter, move along. Move along.